Chris Garcia was helping someone purchase an alternator at an auto parts store in 2009 when his phone rang.
I get a phone call from the hospital in Texas saying that I needed to make the decision whether or not to keep my dad on life support.
His dad had a heart condition, and he tried to get time off before the hospital called, but no one was available to cover him. Today, he is campaigning for Proposition 118, which would help workers in similar situations take time off without fear of losing their paycheck or job.
I've made it a personal goal of mine to make sure that other families don't have to make those same life and death decisions through a phone call.
The new leave program would let all Colorado workers take up to 12 weeks off, and for other reasons as well, like caring for a newborn, getting medical treatment, or to recover from domestic violence, all while earning up to 90% of their salaries.
The average Coloradan would pay $3.83 a week.
Carmen Medrano leads the Families First Coalition, which helped write the ballot measure. She says the premiums workers and their employers would pay for the benefit would be worth it.
That's almost $4 to have the peace of mind that if something happens to you or your family, you have up to 12 weeks without worrying about a lost paycheck or job.
That's clearly a tax increase.
But Douglas Bruce sees things differently.
If you're employed by a company with more than 10 people, that's not a local government, you're stuck with paying this mandatory, it's not a voluntary fee, it's not something you choose to do.
Bruce is a former Republican state lawmaker known for his anti-tax viewpoints. He says he will sue the state if voters approve the program because he thinks it is unconstitutional and that it should have been presented as a tax increase.
I will challenge it. I have standing to challenge it. Any citizen has standing to challenge illegal action.
But legal questions aside, there are other concerns about the family leave program.
Voters should recognize that the premium that they would pay every year will float, will change.
That's Chris Brown. He's an economist with the Common Sense Institute, a nonpartisan policy research group. He studied Proposition 118 and concluded it might not be able to pay for itself in the long run.
These programs in other states have shown that as they gain and people gain awareness of them, the degree to which they are used increases.
And Brown says that could be a problem because, unlike other states, the ballot measure doesn't let the state lower the level of paid benefits, meaning increasing the premiums might be the only way to keep it going. It also caps premiums at 1.2% of a worker's wages, making Brown wonder how the state will pay for it if it becomes too popular. It's the same concern Governor Jared Polis had earlier this year.
We want to make sure that the state's not on the hook from a fiduciary perspective, that it's not taxpayers aren't at any risk from it.
Polis says he is staying neutral on the ballot measure. Meanwhile, only 8 states have adopted their own paid leave programs. And in Washington, the newest to have one, the January launch was a bit bumpy. It got so many applications, it was taking 10 weeks to process the requests, leading to headlines like this.
Washington State's Commissioner of the Employment Security Department is apologizing for the hardships families are experiencing by not getting their benefits sooner.
Obviously, those long wait times are challenging.
Claire DeLong is a spokesperson for the Washington program. She says they've gotten their wait times down to less than 2 weeks per application, and they've paid out more than $340 million in benefits.
It's currently right around 54% for family leave, which includes both parental leave and family caregiving, and then about 46% for medical leave for one's own condition.
But there are differences between this program and the proposal in Colorado. Washington's, for example, exempts employers with fewer than 50 workers from paying into the benefit. In Colorado, only business owners with less than 10 employees would be exempt. But supporter Carmen Medrano says Colorado had the benefit of studying the existing programs.
Every single person will need something like this at a certain point in their life. And we need to make sure that hardworking Coloradans are able to maintain their livelihood.
It's why Chris Garcia has been attending virtual rallies and sharing his story.
It took me almost 8 years to be able to mentally recover from having to make that life and death decision over a phone. And, you know, during this time of the coronavirus, it brings back a lot of those feelings of hurt and guilt.
If Proposition 118 passes, workers and their employers would start paying premiums in 2023. Workers would be eligible to take the benefit starting in 2024. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.